What time is it? It's Packard Folks at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardFolksAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Folks at and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Folks at, and I'm poking at your news.
Hello, everybody. This is Packard Pokes at the Midweek Show, coming to you live from my alternate account. What the fuck? I go to start the show, and it says, you are unable to start a broadcast. All right. What's going on? So I'm sitting here trying to figure out what the hell's going on. And I'm looking through. I'm thinking, oh, maybe it's the computer. It's the web page. Something's going on. Nope. Not that. Apparently, somebody out there got a bug up their ass and may have flagged me. I don't know, but they are not going to silence me. I refuse to be silenced. I am the immutable and unmutable Packard Sonic, after all. By the way, this is episode 484. Anyway, joining me tonight from the far East Coast is Kosh, the godless geezer.
Only I'm not East Coast.
Oh, see, not East Coast. That's right. Well, it's the...
US-Mexico border.
That's it. US-Mexico border. From the Mexico border. I apologize. It's really hot here, and this has been a really kind of a screwed up day for me.
Yeah. We're having a cooler today. It's only 97 today.
Oh, only 97. It's 84 here, and I'm melting because I live in a fucking beer can. So.
Yeah. Well, I do live in the desert, so we average 94 in the summer.
Jesus Christ, that's fucking amazing. That's just beyond the pale. I couldn't live with temperatures like that all the time.
But we get 5% humidity and things, so.
Oh, well, there's that, you know. Say, what story have you got for us tonight?
I have two. One, the ever so high integrity Joe Scarborough is leaving the Republican Party.
I saw that, and I saw somebody commenting on this on a thread. Mm-hmm. They were saying that it was like, well, he wasn't a real Republican. He was a registered Republican. That makes him as real as anybody else saying, like, it's like Christians, they say, no, they weren't a true Christian.
Yeah, but he was in Congress back in the Gingrich era.
Yeah.
I think he did one term and didn't get reelected or something.
Yeah, he was a representative, and he worked for the Republicans, so he was a Republican.
Yeah, for me, the issue here is, okay, he stayed a Republican through all the crap that they did under Obama. 427 repeals of Obamacare, you know, abandoning the Constitution under, you know, oh, we won't approve any nominations of Obama because we want the next president to do it. That didn't bother him. On and on and on. You know, how many email and Benghazi hearings did they have? Totally abandoning the work of the Congress.
Yep.
Bathroom bills and so, yeah, you know, all that was fine. The president made fun of his fiance's appearance. Well, that's it.
Yeah, it's just amazing that these Republicans, I mean, I'm glad that he's finally seen the light. I mean, Trump has no affiliation with anybody, really. I mean, yes, he represents the Republican Party, but I mean, if somebody he doesn't like, even if they, let's just say someone gave him $1 billion or whatever, and they stepped out and said, hey, Trump, don't do this thing, or said a thing that Trump didn't like, he would denounce them immediately. Didn't matter if they gave him money. Didn't matter if they were already on their side. Doesn't matter with Trump. It really doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, I know people like to call him a narcissist, but if you look at the, you know, I haven't checked the new DSM, but the DSM-4-TR definition of narcissistic personality disorder, he publicly displays every single trait, and you only have to have 5 of 9 to get a diagnosis, and he's public all 9 of them.
Yeah.
I mean, he can take no criticism from anyone.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, with Scarborough, it's like, to me, it's too little too late. I mean, you know, good that he's leaving, but where's he been doing since they went nuts in 2008?
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is, I think that it takes some people a while. I think it really takes some people a while to realize that the garbage that they've been spewing and whatnot has been coming from people who are just garbage people.
Mm-hmm.
It's, think of somebody who's been in religion for like many years, like Seth Andrews, mm-hmm. for example. For many years, he was a Christian, and then he had this epiphany moment where he said, you know what, this is bullshit, and started to question. And now he's an atheist. Like many other people who used to be Christians, myself. I used to be a Christian. I'm an atheist now. You get to change your mind. So, yeah.
I mean, and it does take time to, when it's that radical of a change, to accept it.
Yes.
You know, you don't say, you know, you're not door knocking one day and then come back the next day to announce you're an atheist.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, I've been long time ago, but I've been door knocking before. So
yeah, with the religion I was in, we didn't door knock, but you know, but I understand where you're coming from, though.
Yeah. So to me, it's like, I know they kind of purged a lot of Republicans themselves, but since the dawn of the teabaggers, it's like, mm-hmm. I used to be able to vote for Republicans, but, you know, because you had moderates, you had people that could be worked with, you know, that could cut deals. But that's gone.
Yeah.
I wouldn't vote for a Republican for any reason nowadays.
Yeah, I refuse to. I mean, I see them on the ballot and they're like literally the only, sometimes it, like just for local elections, they're like literally the only people who are on the ballot. They're just like, this is a Republican, this is a Republican, this is a Republican. You know what? I'm not voting for any of you.
Yeah, if it's branded as Republican, I won't vote for them. In my town, you know, this, there's a small number of city elections that are nonpartisan. Though I'm probably sure everybody who runs is Republican because it's a 2/3 Republican county. So I'll have to vote that, you know, I have to pick one of them. But generally, if someone puts an R after their name, I got nothing. I can't vote for you. Not until the party either disintegrates or...
With Trump at the helm, it is disintegrating fast. Do you have another story, by the way?
Yes, I do. My second story is, though not due to global warming, there was a massive iceberg that broke off today or late yesterday in Antarctica.
Yeah, I've been hearing about this. That there was talk that it could break any moment now. Any moment. Yeah. It's going to break any moment. And then yesterday, poof, it just broke.
Yeah, I looked up the size. It is the size of the Kingdom of Brunei, mm-hmm. or roughly the size of Delaware.
Yeah.
But they don't think it's due to global warming, just normal behavior of glaciers, you know, sliding off the mountains in Antarctica onto the sea.
The one thing, though, I read about it was the fact is that because of its size, it's not going to be, some people are like thinking, oh, shit, this thing's going to add like a shit ton of extra water. Mm-hmm. to the ocean, and all the ocean levels are going to rise. Like, no, that's actually not going to happen. The reason being is because the fact the water was already there. It was already displaced. The amount of water it's displacing, it was already being displaced. So it's not going to amount to anything, really. All it's going to do is just, it might be a hazard to shipping. That's about it.
Yeah, because, I mean, that thing's huge. How long would it take to melt? I mean, twice the volume of Lake Erie.
Yeah. Well, you know, we could hook a cable to it and we'll tow it all the way up to Hawaii and, you know, let it float around there for a little while.
Well, they can, fly it over here.
There you go.
I live in the desert, you know?
Yeah. We could do like they do in the cartoon. Just get a bunch of helicopters and then shoot down clamps and just pick it right up out of the ocean and just fly it right up across the United States.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah, the Rio Grande's not far from where I live. It doesn't quite go through our town, but I mean, it's dry a lot of the time. I mean, you can walk in it. It's like you see grass and stuff growing. It's the Rio ditch. It's like, because, you know, there's been a drought problems up in Colorado and a lot of diverted for irrigation and, you know, agriculture. So down here toward the end of it, not really the end of it, but we're about 300 miles from the beginning, and it's not much of it there. I did read a little bit about it. Did say that the speed of glaciation has increased, so even though this isn't, you know, something that melted just because of global warming, it could be a contributing factor of this.
It could be. I mean, the earth has not been this warm in a very long time. So that is a possibility. That I did read that they said that the global warming is not a contributor to this particular thing, but I'm not going to say that it completely might not have been partially to a point, to some degree anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact is it's screwed up our weather pretty badly overall. I mean, getting weird ass rainstorms and shit that you don't normally get it in certain times of the year in certain locations.
Yeah, the one thing that really pisses me off, and you especially see it on our good friends at Fox News. I know that, you know, you're trying to get them to sponsor your show and they're really on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, every time there's a big snowstorm, they say, so much for global warming.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, do you not know how weather works?
Yeah.
You have more snow because it's warmer. It's, you know, the oceans are warmer, more water evaporates in places where it's not too far below zero, it dumps out. Because if it's if it's too cold, that cycle is interrupted. You know, Antarctica is a desert.
Yeah, it is. It's a frozen desert. It really is. It's a frozen desert.
I mean, you know, people think of massive snows in Antarctica, and they don't. They just, you know, it's a few inches a year. It's just been going on for many millions of years.
Right, exactly. It's amazing. Some people are just so short-sighted, they just don't understand.
While we are poking at your news, you can poke us at Facebook and Twitter, or poke us with an email at ppapodcast@gmail.com, or leave us a message at 662-709-PPAP. Join us live on YouTube/PackardPokesAt on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time. Be part of the conversation by live chatting with us during the show. Enjoy the show? Help support us by becoming a monthly patron at patreon.com/PackardPokesAt, or look awesome by buying something at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt. No money, no problem. You can help us by sharing the show with friends and rate us on iTunes and Stitcher. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass.
The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.
Wait a minute. No wardrobe? You mean we're going to be naked while we do this?
Well, seeing how I'm an atheist and I'm reading the Bible, and since clothes are flammable,
fire, fire, fire,
I thought it might be a good idea to take them all off first.
Naked or not, follow along as we read, analyze, and try to keep you from falling asleep as we go through this boring-ass book.
Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. Who knows? We may even be on YouTube someday. I got a couple stories here. The Catholic Church. It's always fun to talk about the Catholic Church, isn't it?
Yeah, they're my favorites.
Well, apparently, one of the Catholic Church's high-ranking clerics has spoken out about the problems facing Catholicism today. Well, that seems to be a step forward, doesn't it?
And that they exist?
Well, that is the big problem. That is one of the big problems. But that's not what he says. He's saying that, and in particular, he's talking about the epidemic of pedophilia. Okay, that seems like, okay, well, you seem to be addressing the problem, right? He says he's going to step out and they're going to talk about this. Well, he says that the reason why that's happening is because of women. I'm sorry. Did everybody just fall out of their chair? Because that's what he says, that women are the reason why Catholic priests are pedophiles.
They don't get any?
Yeah, I guess.
If you have an institution where sex with females is not allowed and you have ample access to young children, who are you going to attract?
Yep.
To that profession.
Exactly. According to Pope Francis' former competitor for the role of the Vatican's leadership, Cardinal Raymond Burke, the rampant crisis of pedophiles priests was brought on by women who feminized the church and discouraged manly men from participating in clerical life. Serving mass as a manly job, argues Irish American Cardinal, as he claims that the participation of women and girls into the daily life of the church has a chilling effect on the priests, causing them to turn immoral and unpriestly vocations, such as abusing minors. Basically, he's saying because women are being allowed to do a thing also in the church, they're turning them into girls And obviously girls weren't attracted to little boys for reasons.
I think my IQ just dropped about 5 points.
I tell you, I know, right? This is insane. That's insane.
Yeah, I deplore this so much. It's hard to wrap my brain around it. How
I know, right?
Evil the Catholic Catholicism is. I mean, you know, I was just arguing someone last night and this morning on Facebook, you know, and talking about, you know, and especially in Africa, you have overpopulation problems, children starving because the parents don't have enough money to feed them, AIDS epidemics, much of which would be resolved if men were able to put a little piece of plastic on their penis. Well, yeah. You know, what's a few million children starving to death? What's another 10 million cases of AIDS compared to a piece of plastic on a dick? You obviously have to keep the rules the same.
Yeah.
And why they had those rules in the first place.
Yeah.
You know, it's complete indifference to human suffering. You know, God says so, or at least Pope says so is all the rationale that's required.
Yeah. You know? It's just so bizarre that the reasons that they come up with for the excuses of what they're doing, you know. It's just amazing. It's one excuse after another. Next week it'll be because goats exist. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that the cardinal, I can't remember the name of him, who came last year to the national prayer breakfast. He was African, spoke with a very thick accent, but he was talking about how the you know, LGBT people were threatening to liquidate, you know, religion in people's lives.
Yeah.
And it's like, good Lord.
Yeah. I don't understand why Catholicism is still even allowed to be a thing. Or any of them for that matter. I mean, they've been showing that they are becoming more hostile. All religions, you know, Islam is becoming really horrible. I mean, it's before it was like, it was there, but it was like barely noticeable. And now it's like, we got to kill everything because reasons, you know, whatever reason it's my balls itch, kill something, you know, whatever the reason is. And just Christianity is now blaming everything on everybody else. Like, it's their fault. It's their fault. We're screwed up. It's their fault. Come on now.
I hope this is just the death knell of religion. Of course, you know, won't be over in our lifetimes, but hopefully these evil institutions of evil will go away. And I mean, I don't think religion itself will go away, but hopefully you can have some banal, tamed little thing. But
yeah.
But I mean, it's just getting utter nuts. It's like, you know, like here in America, you know, in the outbreak of nothing in particular, you have all these bathroom bills. It's like, you know, I got a trans child, you know, my older kid is trans. And it's like,
right.
Where you go to the bathroom? Like, you know, we live close to Texas and we would go over to El Paso to, you know, shopping because it's a small town we live in. We've decided, right. Nope, we're not going again. We'll order off Amazon.com.
Like, there you go. That's why, if malls are doing this, then they should die. That's all there is to it. They should die off. I have one other quick story here. Apparently, the VP is just as smart as Trump. You know, he's an idiot. He is a real idiot. He was invited down to NASA recently, and he's looking around at stuff, and there's this picture of him, and there's a sign on stuff. You know, NASA goes around, has all this very delicate equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, you know, well, we're going to have the vice president come in, and he's going to look at stuff, and okay, well, you know what we should do? Let's put up some signs that say, hey, don't touch this because this is very delicate. We don't want fingerprints on it for mm-hmm. reasons. Yeah. And the sign says, do not touch.
And he's touching.
That's pretty. And he puts his hand right on it. Now, he doesn't like put his little finger on it. He puts his whole palm on it.
Well, probably like, for a photo op.
Yeah, for a photo op. And there's people are making excuses saying, oh, this guy, he dared me to touch it. I was like, okay, whatever. And Twitter's going crazy on this, and they're posting out pictures of like, there's a, you know, if you've heard about Chris Christie on the beach during the 4th of July, yeah. Someone took a picture of him, Photoshopped Pence and Chris Christie together, like Pence was rubbing Christie's belly.
Yeah. Yeah, someone threatened to that was claiming that we should drop Chris Christie on North Korea.
Yeah, this came from, I don't know if this is Mark Rubio. It says a tweet from Mark Rubio, and he says, "In fairness, I warned the VP, if you break it, you own it." Another one says, okay, now this is from NASA. Okay, to be clear, checking the photo closely, the photo Pence tweeted was by Mike Brown of Reuters, a photo that must have been standing next to Huber. Huber's picture apparently picked up by Associated Press and Getty Images. Now, this is apparently from NASA. It says, it was okay to touch the surface. Those are just day-to-day reminder signs. We are going to clean them anyway. It was just an honor to host you.
Some things like this have to be so clean that if they get a fingerprint on them, they have to either take them apart and scrub them or make a new one. You know, it's like,
yeah,
they have to be that clean. And yeah,
there was more on this. Now, there, like I said, there was that one part. It says here, now the signs are there as day-to-day reminders, including one visible on the titanium forward bay cover of the Orion spacecraft. Procedures require the hardware to be cleaned before tiles are bonded to the surface, so touching the surface is absolutely okay. Otherwise, the hardware would have to have a protective cover over it, like the thermal heat shield, which was nearby. Oh, yeah, could you imagine that? Oh, let's touch everything. Touch it. Let's touch it. Pence is a little child.
I'm so thankful that I was able to escape Indiana, but just before he took office.
No.
Yeah, because I used to live there. We left, you know, a few months before he took office and destroyed the place. Okay, I got a third story. Steve King, my favorite person, wants to build the border wall with funds from Planned Parenthood and food stamps.
He wants to build a border wall from the money that goes to Planned Parenthood and food stamps.
Yes.
Because that's because people don't need to eat and people don't need to get health and health care at all. Yeah, sure. That totally makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. Let me put this into perspective for that stupid fuck. The fact is that the amount of money that goes to Planned Parenthood and food stamps would not be enough to put up even a partial part of the wall. Speaking of the wall real quick here, I saw a meme on this a couple days ago where it says, Trump could have just said, yeah, we built the wall already. His followers are so stupid. They would have believed him anyway.
Yeah, they should build it out of Legos. Photoshop one and it'd be just as good as if they had one.
Yeah, exactly. Just Photoshop it there. Oh, and Trump was talking, oh, well, we're going to put a solar thing on top of it. That'll pay for the wall. No one. And the fact is, okay, you've got a border wall. Okay. Let's say you got a border wall and you've got big expensive tiles to capture sunlight on the fence on the side that's going towards, you know, Mexico. That's going to be real secure. People are going to be able to come up and you just go rip them out and carry it away.
Now, most of the places, the wall would have to be north-south facing. The sun is east to west.
Yep.
There's a directional problem there, but he probably doesn't know that. Oh, Lord. It's so stupid. It's like, I've seen these estimates of it. There's people saying it's going to cost $22 billion. Yeah, right. It's going to be that low.
Yeah. Especially since a good portion of this is going to go into Trump's pocket or pockets of his friends. Oh, it's going to be way more than that. Way more.
Yeah. But, I mean, with the kind of thing he's talking, like, you know, Great Wall of China level, not just a fence, you know, it's going to cost hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars. I mean, it's not going to be built, obviously, but...
And the thing is, though, I'm just going to put this out there, that the fact is that, look at the Great Wall of China. That didn't stop the Mongols, did it? And they were an actual invading army. They just kind of like, well, right around it.
Yeah, and there's a thing called a ladder. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Or airplanes, or digging, you know?
Yeah, there's a thing called a shovel. There's a thing called bribing a guard.
Yep. There's these things called coyotes.
Yeah, and a thing called a boat.
Boats. Yes. Or we covered a story a while back where they actually hooked up a trebuchet to the wall to shoot things over. And who's to say that they couldn't have just gotten in there themselves and then just shot themselves over if they didn't, you know, didn't mind a little bit of a rough landing.
Yeah. If you want to really solve these problems, the simple thing to do is make pot legal. That would, you know, be castrating the drug cartels. Yeah, they have other drugs, but, you know, that's,
yeah, it would definitely cut off the balls for their, yeah, for that part of it anyway.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, that's their bread and butter. Yeah. I mean, yeah, they got meth and they got coke and things like that, but you know, as far as the real money, it's pot, because so many people want it. And I was like,
right,
exactly. I don't use it. I'm a teetotaler, but
yeah, I don't use it at all because of the type of job I've got. Anyway, I'm afraid we have to get going, but we will try to be back here on Friday. If nothing else, we will. If I can't broadcast again, we're going back to Von Live. Fuck YouTube. I'll come back to YouTube when I get this thing fucking sorted out one way or the other. But we will have a show. If we have to go to Von Live, that vonlive.com/PackerPokes, that is still working, as far as I know. It looks like it is still a valid site. So, actually, they changed the address to vonlive.tv/PackerPokes. So, instead of going to vonlive.com, you go to vonlive.tv/PackerPokes on Friday if you do not see the show up on YouTube for whatever reason, or going live on there. So we'll just go back to you, Von Live, until I get that squared away. In the meantime, if you would like to make a donation to this show, go to patreon.com/PackerPokeset. I know I've dissed Patreon because they take so much goddamn money, but please, if you're making donations, you know, and you want to continue making donations there, you can. Or if you decide you want to make a direct donation to me instead, you can go to paypal.me/PackardPokeset, and you can donate a dollar or more right to me, and then that way I get the full dollar. If you donate to Patreon, I don't get the full dollar, but I will still get something. So, and please don't take your donations away from there if that makes an easier way for you to donate to the show. So until then, we'll see you on Friday maybe, and hopefully you'll be following up. This will be followed up with our staff meeting show with our staff. Right now, for some reason, everybody's gone. It's just Kosh and I hanging out today. So good night, everybody.
And that's a wrap.